The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
We back.
Know your rights!
925-999.
Number one!
Nine. Number
you
nine.
Right to free speech.
925 BC. Regular episode. Thanks for coming back, Reggie. Tell a friend. What are we up to today? Well, today on the pod. Well, for sure, regular. But it's been too long. And he's going to be on next week, too. So if you love the fella, which I know you do, tune in next week for more of Jared Helfer. Also, returning to the podcast, Ian Dougherty and Sean Fulton. Always a good time. You got a good mix here, I think. Jared's goofy. Ian's always got a one-liner, something to click and pop. And Sean, pretty smart fucking guy. Who'd have known? Anyway, it's all good food for thought. But today, we do have an unofficial sponsor. It was an impromptu sponsor, I guess, if you will. Had to run to the gas station. So I went and grabbed Jared from the city. Brought him back out here to the studio. And on our way back, I was under strict orders to pick up peanut butter so that my lady could make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which she likes for snacks. So, why not? So either way, we stopped to get the peanut butter at the gas station. And lo and behold, Jared finds the goofiest fucking snack, right? And why wouldn't he? So today's unofficial sponsor is Yowie Chocolate. That is spelled Y-O-W-I-E. Now, according to Yowie, they're saving the fucking planet. So, I mean, buy their shit, right? No, we're still recording. I just wanted to make... it's crazy, you know? It's definitely some marketing value to saving the planet. I sure hope there's some saving the planet value to it. Either way, Yowie, which I theorize in the podcast might be, or maybe it was post-podcast, we could have recorded an entire Patreon episode, which we don't have a Patreon, so don't go looking. I know you guys were already on your keyboards. Don't go looking for it. But we could have recorded an entire Patreon episode after this. I don't know why I didn't just keep rolling. Could have been one of the longest pods we've had. But Yowie, I theorize, might be for like Yahweh, you know, like Mother Earth spiritual shit. I don't know. But they claim to be saving aminals. And what you get here is like some sort of goofy ass troll doll looking chocolate injection mold thing. And you break it. And then inside is an Easter egg. And inside the Easter egg is a play toy figure. Crazy, right? My Yowie was named Diddy. And inside Diddy, I got Ian's Yowie, which was called Crag, which is also a nature reference. I don't know if they know that's a... Probably. They probably do. It's a hippy-dippy company. But either way, not only do you get an action figure, which the kids will love, but it's like a thing from my youth, the Wildlife Fact File. You may not know of these, but I had a whole three-ring binder full of them. And they were little fold-ups with all kinds of interesting jazz about aminals. And I got them once a month, and I would look at them and read them. But inside our Yowies this week, interestingly enough, two out of three of us, that would have been Jared and Sean, both got gray wolves. Now, inside their gray wolf pack, we have visitors. Just a second. And I'm back. That was the legendary Blake Scala showing up for our next recording, sitting next to me, completely refusing to be involved with this process of intro-outro. But as I was saying, our unofficial sponsor of Yowie Candy, which Jared brought in, interestingly enough, 2 out of 3 of us got the gray wolf. Now, that's 2, right? But one of us, that being Ian, got the Utah Prairie Dog. Now, if you look at these little fun fact files, you can read that the gray wolf is an expert hunter and is the of least concern on the endangered species list. But if you read the bio for said prairie dog, it says that it's an endangered species and it's, its contribution to the biosphere is providing habitat and food for other animals, which I think is wonderful. Obviously, the wolves are eating it, and appropriately, there were 2 wolves and 1 prairie dog. Regardless, if you want to save the planet and you're in a gas station in Pittsburgh, buy some Yowie candy. All right, let's get into today's segment featuring Sean Fulton, Ian Dougherty, and Jared Helfer. Telling the other night, but I was like, Stooch is my girlfriend's favorite Pittsburgh comedian.
Wow.
You need to tell your girlfriend favorite. To stop drinking.
Yeah, we gotta throw an intervention.
It's funny because he'll do these long drawn out things like he does the Monday Moaning
the
joke.
Commitment. I do appreciate the commitment.
Yeah.
The commitment to that is just like Monday Moaning. Yeah. And then just rides it out 7 or 8 more times. He's really taking
but
it on
it's
tour.
The patience. It's the patience
yeah, it's,
with
well,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, and like it takes some bravery, man, because people are not on board at first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as you... Yeah. He basically holds... It's a joke meant to hold you hostage.
Like, yeah. But I like that...
He's trying to refunny it.
He would do the same thing for an open mic for the Queen of England.
Yeah, there's no...
sold-out show in Nairobi.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same material.
The same energy, the same cadence and shit. Yeah. It's like...
All right.
Yeah, so all then right. he tells me... Katanning, like in the middle of yeah, in the middle of fucking like
Katanning jokes,
Zimbabwe right. or whatever. It's like,
it's like, you know, borders.
I do not know what this man is talking about.
Yeah, Katanning jokes for Meghan Markle.
Yeah, same it's so deal. True. Yeah, yes. It's the same place. She's like, I'll have to take your word for it.
All right.
He's like,
all right.
Listen, I'm trying to follow.
I just, shout out to the Stooge Cash.
Love it, dude.
Should have heard Ian Dougherty there.
I'm a fuck up, Dagging dude. I let my hair down last night a little bit after I... yeah, there was a lot. It was a bunch of good roasts. There was a fucking tons of quality jokes, tons of quality material. They put on a great show.
Where was the venue and who organized it? Because I didn't get to go, but we'll get to that later.
Well, you had a show.
That's right.
Last
night.
So there was a lot of people that are preoccupied and stuff.
Exactly.
9/11, hot time for comedy.
Oh, man. People
B. Wrigler. Yeah.
Yucking it up.
Oh, you should have seen, dude, because he makes the laminates or whatever and shit
Who's
every time.
Who's B. Wrigler?
Brad Wrigler. He's
I've seen
the host. Yeah,
I've seen his Facebook and met him in person a couple of times. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because every single time we've done it so far, it's always been out of the Parkway Theater.
Mm. Right.
So now this time he went out there and we went to the Tony Dale, and I kept thinking the entire time, I was like, "Are we gonna be in the bar area? Because we're gonna probably be bothering people." Like, it's like they don't probably want to hear me say like semi playful racist jokes to the guy. Yeah. You know,
well, they have like a cage and everything, right?
Oh yeah, he goes all out. He builds a cage. It's very fucking. Over dramatic.
It's very WWF.
He makes it.
He dresses up too, right? Like in the whole ref uniform and everything too.
Yeah, he fucking definitely has like his hair's blown back. He looks like he drove there all the way. He looks like he drove from Indianapolis.
Like, yeah.
Drove there with the window down the whole way. Plus, he always has like those 80s, like the Terminator glasses, like he's trying to hunt for John Connor.
I thought it was like the Bubbles glasses.
Oh, he fucking...
Okay, so for real, though, what's the name of the town it was in? Because I don't know why I care, but I really like to imagine where these places are.
Well, it sounds like you care. So.
Oakdale.
I wouldn't know if you told me.
Oakdale. And is that north of the city, south of the city?
Where is it? Robinson area, it's like west.
West, okay.
So that's, yeah, if you go, because I live West End area and stuff, so it's like West End, Crafton, Green Tree, Carnegie, and then you start getting further out and you hit... Robinson, and then eventually hit. So then keep it gives going, you the option. Then it gives you the option to start. It's like
take us to
yeah,
the we're sea.
We're gonna be. You guys, we're gonna be in Kansas City yeah. soon, baby.
You guys got a minute?
That was quick. Well,
then it gives you the option to go to Weirton and stuff. So
okay, yeah.
So eventually you get to the choice. Start.
And who were you against?
I was against Johnny Lee Dam.
And did you do your homework? Did you have jokes ready?
I did have jokes ready.
Thank God. You seem like the guy who can be like, okay, I'll figure out some of these here roast. Because roast jokes, a lot of them have formula. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie. I'm very obsessive about the roast battle stuff. Because like once I know the roast battle's coming up, it's like just 2 weeks of thinking about like, how can I make this guy racist and bait women at the same time?
Well, did you guys like give material to each other? Did you like go
yeah,
back
but that's
and forth,
what that's or? The best part yeah, about yeah, it yeah. stuff. It's like, because I've done that.
Frame people.
So you talk frame
yeah, people? Yeah, this guy's got a body in his trunk right now.
Like, let's go.
What are you guys still doing here? I'm telling you.
You walk up and
he's a bad man.
Pull a weapon out of his pocket. You're like, yeah. What's this about?
He's yeah. spitting a black woman's face on the way in here and shit. He hates everybody. Yeah, he fucking. But no, the best part about it is like you do your homework because like you meet up and you give each other dirt on stuff. Because like I did, me and Johnny Smith roasted each other before and we met up and we told each other like horrendous shit about each other. I've done the same. I think this is my fourth, maybe fifth time doing it.
Well, good on you.
The first, nice. Yeah, the first time was against this girl, Jackie. I was on the phone literally with her for like 2 hours just going off about it. It's like, so, when did you get damaged, huh? It's like, she's like, well, third grade was pretty fucking rough for me. It's like, cool, yeah.
See, I feel like you must have been better at using humor to diffuse situations when you were a kid than I was. Like, I was just a dick.
I can absolutely know what I mean? Do it.
Like, when people poked at me, I poked back. And that's why I don't want to do those, because I'm, like, afraid they'll just come off like a dick.
Well, it's just the whole thing is the mindset is you have to know that you're going in there. It's just like, these are all jokes. I don't really think he fucking hates Hispanic people.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
But you can still be really bad at jokes.
Outside of the cage, sure. But inside the cage, I don't know that for sure. I can't give you the hard stats. Yeah. It's like, you Mark Wahlberg guy.
I'm not going to hold that against him. Yeah,
it's like, you Mark Wahlberg guy when you were younger. It's like, yes, I blinded an Asian man when I was
younger. Sure. Yeah, it's a comedy.
Oh yeah,
like that stuff's good for roast jokes. It's almost worth it.
Yeah, this roast I did a little this roast battle I did a little different weird stuff because I did it where it was like say something ignorant then go into the joke where it's like Johnny you're a blah 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 blah
yeah.
and then go into a joke.
Usually you're ignorant the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that's the point. I'm trying to bang on all cylinders as far as you know make him look like a real piece of shit.
So did you win?
Sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who all fucking won. I won.
Johnny's pretty good. They're both Johnnies now. We're talking about Johnny Smith, right? And Johnny
Smith.
Lee Dam.
Yeah, they were Johnny Smith and Matt Light with the headliners and stuff. You could tell Johnny was writing. He came out there. He
Lee Dam or
did
Smith?
His homework. Well, both and stuff. But okay. Like I'm talking about the main event. It was Johnny Smith versus
any good jokes?
Matt Light and stuff.
That you can remember?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I just read mine.
Well, I did have some doozies.
Yeah, it's like, it's funny you bring that up. Hang on. You can hear me opening my phone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what it's. I was tuned up, man. I will
you were
say
tuned
that,
up before.
You're fired up.
Well, as soon as we got off or whatever, and says like me gotcha, and Johnny immediately gotcha. Slammed a shot. We were just bullshitting, talking, whatever.
Right,
was,
right.
He was complimenting me. I was definitely complimenting him and shit. I was like, because you're only as good as the person you're roasting. If you don't have the person doing their homework or. You know, you don't have somebody like bounce it off of or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
So it makes for a, you know, lackadaisical.
See,
thing.
you're one step away from teaching a class.
Mm. The one, what is with that? Everybody these days that we know is teaching classes. I had no idea we were teacher. Fucking working.
Dude,
everybody,
you're a sensei, man.
It's so
you're
funny
old.
Though. It's so
not
true,
even. I'm asleep at the wheel.
All these open micers essentially are teaching classes, putting up YouTube videos.
Good for them and shit. But I was just like, it's weird to see like a massive uptick about it and stuff. Yeah. So it's just crazy to see. It's just like, oh, I had no idea. So
yeah.
I mean, well, some people definitely more than others, but it's just like, it's weird to see everybody kind of dipping their toe in
it. Well, because like the only comedy advice, stand-up comedy advice is just do stand-up right. comedy a couple times.
That's right. The thing, it's like, just like...
Like, you're good, no one cares about you at all, what you say, no one's judging, which is good because no one's judging you really, you know? So like, you could just go up there... Like, it's all in your head. So yeah. much of, like...
Like, even our most, like, intimidating bar show or whatever that we're up to this year, really no one's going to remember in a year and a half.
Not even a week.
Yeah,
half,
maybe even a week and a half. Yeah. Maybe next week they'll be like, thank God there's not comedy tonight.
Yeah.
But that's about as long as people are going to remember.
Right, yeah. And then you go up another week. Right. And then, oh, there's that motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There's not going to be some guy, like, on a random Saturday on his couch just being like... That guy at the bar talking about Dayton's weird.
That fucking
he's like, he's not just gonna, yeah, just not gonna ring into his head one day. It's sure he's like, that rascal.
Every once in a while, somebody will remember something, but it's usually another comic. You know what I mean?
Right.
And other than that, it seems like crowd work's the only thing people ever run into, ever remember. Yeah. And you're like, great, that was not something I'll never use again. So
a lot of people have been coming up to me because there's these days there's not so many times like places to like sit down and watch other comics. It's a lot of like. Like Scarpaces, it's like there's the comedy place and then you hang out in the back, sort of. So like, yeah, I'll talk to somebody and they're like, oh yeah, do you have any opinions on, I don't know, fucking sheep or whatever?
Right.
And they'll go like, you haven't seen my act? I got 48 minutes on that. That's all I talk about. I was like, I haven't seen.
Dude, I got an entire one-man special about fucking
fun. Shout out to Tom Sorbach, I think, has a joke like that, maybe even. It's funny that you say that.
Yeah, it's
about, because it's about fucking sheep.
Okay.
Well, it's not quite, you know. It's about sheepskin condoms, but you can see how those two might.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna need to.
Yeah.
You're gonna
one way you can see how they might roll over. He was on the show with us last night.
Oh yeah, take my hand. Walk me through this. What is?
Well, I'm not gonna give up his bit, but not that any of our listeners will probably hear it. There's some Pittsburghers that listen, but anyway. Right.
Well, you got Iowa folks or whatever shit. They're gonna be like, sheep.
That's true.
We're like, talking about sheep. Like that.
Like, oh, we know sheep. Yeah.
Oh,
like, you can't
stalk?
Do that.
Take a drink.
But you know there's a list, and I've not seen the list, so I'm only assuming that it's true, but there's a list of animals in a row.
Sex with?
Well, it's animals in a row whose vaginas look most like human vaginas.
BuzzFeed's top 10 fuckable animals.
Yeah. So that's exactly what it is,
I was going to say
top 10 animals asking for it.
I mean, I was literally going to just say, like, if you had to. Like, oh, if you're not a human.
I mean, dolphins got to be up there. I'm just saying.
Well, dolphins are
sluts. Does it count if you're receiving? Because dolphins are going to fuck you.
Yeah.
Dolphins are inherently romantic, you know what I mean?
I don't know if they're romantic.
They're more like sunset.
Oh, they'll wine and dine you.
They'll take you out.
They're more like a grinder type, I think.
How so?
Dolphins, they're just looking to get laid.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't bring flowers, I don't think.
They're very intelligent.
Yeah, they're kind of like one-night stand.
You're
going to feel used.
Actually, lady dolphins, as many of the dude dolphins as they can, because the dude dolphins then don't know if it's their pup or not.
Because
they'll kill them if they know it's not there.
Okay,
Mari style.
They're still on that level.
But they remember. That's what's cool, is they remember, like, dude, I saw her fucking me and another guy, so... I don't know. Could be, could not be.
Okay, it's like.
What do you think they get pissed off
bar.
If like a human goes in the water and they're swimming? Like, oh, I remember that motherfucker out there. So.
They have to, man. They have to remember that shit. You'd think dolphins are smart as hell, is what they say anyway.
That's what they say.
That's what they exactly.
Who knows? Yeah.
I'm just picturing a dolphin taking an SAT test.
He can't. He's like going like flippers, trying to hold the pen. He's like, this is fucking rigged, man.
They're working against me. The entire system.
I don't even think this
me.
Is a number two. What
if
the
you
fuck?
Can come up with a glove that writes that where you can put on a flipper and attach a pen to. But then it's pencils.
Dolphins
right?
with prosthetics.
So you need to have a pencil
Dude,
that writes
that
underwater.
That would be sweet.
That's the thing that's stopping. That's holding this all back.
Then taken over. Yeah, yeah. That's what's going
to
happen.
As soon as we figure out how to tap prosthetics into human minds, you know a mad scientist is going to go crazy and start attaching arms to dolphins.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? There's like a Dr. Octopus of dolphins. Just.
Well, I mean, they got to be plotting in there too, because you said octopus. I mean, all these fucking animals, mammals. I mean, they're all going to be ganging up on us one day.
Octopi are pretty smart too.
Oh, yeah.
They're deep creatures.
Yeah. Oh, I probably shouldn't have been laughing about it and stuff. It's like, yeah, if you had to get a prosthetics for dolphins and shit, you always see those videos where they have like the dog and it's just like, this dog's legs are fucking not working.
Right, right.
So it's always like, it looks like a dog who got its legs beaten by a bookie. It's dragging itself in.
Right,
shit.
Right.
Like, what happened? It's like, I called the under. I don't know. It sounded good. I felt good about it at the time. I don't know.
Lost him in NAM.
Yeah, but then they
right.
It's like, airstrike. I didn't call
that
right.
Drone.
IED, yeah.
I was in the LZ and at the wrong time. Yeah, but then they have the thing where it's just like, so trigger now. Now fucking has it where he, you know, he's got just the wheels on him and shit. And he's just happy-go-lucky. He's like, check this out, right?
Yeah, dude.
I'm so mobile now. So it's like, yeah, you see that? It always makes me laugh seeing the dog just dragging his legs behind him. It's sad, but it's like
But they're happy.
I should be more empathetic. Right. I'm trying to say.
They're like, dude, I used to have to drag my ass, and now I've got these wheels. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now I'm just cruising. I'm hitting top speeds and shit. I never thought I had
it. Downhill, we're gonna be in the Paralympics.
Oh, dude, I would love love to see that dog going downhill where he just gets up and he just comes bobsled.
Oh, like, that's is there like a Paralympics for dogs? Like dogs do like sport and stuff like that. Like well, what's through, the like, hoops?
Like the Westminster?
Westminster. But that's so just for handicapped hot dogs. That's not.
That's, oh, beautiful dogs.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh, that's number two dogs on the BuzzFeed fuckable. Corgis, dogs, such lovers.
Those long schnauzers.
Oh, those slutty ass pit bulls, dude.
But then, yeah, so those are the Olympics for the Westminster dogs. But then you got Paralympics for, you know, Benji with the
that's true,
wheelchair.
Man.
So why are you discriminating against them? So why not?
When are we going to see a small monkey riding a dog in an Olympic sport? That's what I want.
I know.
When's the animal Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only time I've ever seen that before was like probably like one of the Narnias and stuff, where it's just like they're charging into battle because it's weird animals
like
fighting.
Like, we have horse racing.
Yeah.
But like, why do we stop there? Like, if that's all cool, might as well do elephants.
Elephant dolphins, racing.
Whatever, rhinos.
No, dude, elephants are for the demolition derby, and you know it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's just dead elephants all over the place.
Oh, graveyard.
Yeah, see, you
that's
gotta,
the
you
problem.
Gotta,
yeah, that's where it all kind of like falls apart a little bit. Because you can only do racing. You can't do fighting. And you can't have them play tennis.
Well, you can, but it's frowned upon.
Well, what if you give them like the racket?
Well, yeah, that's true. Like
you can't do
with
fighting
the right attitude.
You can't do fighting in the United States. But if it's say maybe a Brazilian Olympics, we might have something going. You know?
We'll go yeah.
What's the like the waters, the uncharted waters, or what's out in the deep? You know, like
yeah,
in the
yeah,
where it's
yeah.
like you know, there's no laws.
No
yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Go out international, there.
Trust me,
international waters.
Yeah. You don't have to go that far, dude. Tijuana, they'll let you fight any animal you want.
Space.
Yeah, you could.
That's why they're trying to go.
Space.
Bezos' whole plan is just
to start the animal Olympics.
Panda boxing.
Yeah, he has to go. He's like, I'm going up to space. I'm getting a space station up there. And then guess what, guys? Cockfighting. Lots of
yeah.
How funny would it be to see zero gravity cockfighting?
It would be amazing.
You'd have to throw the chair the other one.
Yeah. They're like trying to
well,
get
it's like
at
10
each
minutes
other.
Before they even
yeah
like,
exactly
connect.
They're just
yeah.
like freaking waving
well,
their little claws
fly. I, they'd be able to fly, which would fulfill
oh you're right
dreams.
Float
that
float,
would be so
right?
cool because there's air
yeah.
so they would be able to use yeah. their wings in
so,
the air
what a beautiful okay. dream that is.
Dude, let's take chickens to space.
Cockfighting
everybody
space is a little better.
Write your congressman, all right?
Space cops.
Space cops.
We're starting this bill. We're
people
passing.
Were mad at Bezos for not feeding the hungry, and we're going to start sending chickens into space, making them even hungrier.
Yeah. I mean, you know. But
the International Space Station has a KFC on it.
Yeah.
Wait, this is what we do with the losers. We
that's
put
right.
Them
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do that with the horses and stuff. It's like, good. Mm-hmm. You're going to do great with Elmer's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see Ad Astra, that movie?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's,
I did.
It's kind of good. I liked it a lot.
I don't remember.
Well, some people don't like it.
Who's but, in it?
B. Pitt. Brad,
oh,
Brad Bradley Pitt.
Brad Williams.
Like,
maybe I didn't see it.
They nailed it because like it takes place in the future and like there's a moon base and it's all KFC, McDonald's.
Oh, nice.
That's like, hilarious.
Chase nice. Bank. And
shit. Well, it's like when you go to China, there's McDonald's. Or
yep.
you go up to
yeah,
space
that's
station, there's still McDonald's.
That's who's
going
to throw shit on the moon. You know
well,
that, I mean?
If you want to get shit done, you got to make it profitable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are pretty self-serving.
You're
so.
Going to go to space. You're going to get hungry. It's gonna
you're going
to
need a buffet.
Yeah.
Gonna... See, yeah, that's another thing. Like, that's what bums me out about billionaires. Like, they don't do anything fun.
Yeah.
With the
go
money.
To space,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I mean,
that's fun
yeah,
for
this is
them.
It, that's yeah. the thing. Like, I don't knock
Elon put
Musk
the car.
For, yeah, making shit into space.
The car was cool. Putting the car up there with the fake spaceman.
Yeah,
that's cool.
The diamond oh, mine.
That sounds
that's
like fucking
frowned upon.
The diamond mine is that what you said?
Yeah, because doesn't he?
I don't know, but he did come from South Africa.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he did own a diamond mine or maybe you're. Just drawn a conclusion.
I think he did. So I think it's like parents own a diamond mine, right?
That's crazy. I thought it was oil money. I always said he's like,
no, I think,
which is cool because I've never seen one of those Cadillacs with the horns on it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he just hates his parents.
Yeah.
What do you think Google going says if I just say Elon Musk blood diamonds?
Well, what's that Leo movie? Is a blood
Elon
diamond?
Musk
shopping.
Blood diamonds.
Go to the Tesla store.
Did so, Elon Musk inherit apparent money from his Southern African roots? And then it doesn't answer the question. I how do they know I'm not going to go past the headline?
I thought I was going to take you to Amazon.
Why not?
That's what I always heard.
Buy a diamond.
It's like hilarious.
No, it says from emeralds.
Okay, diamond. And like, I mean, blood emeralds.
And that's straight from the headline. So okay. You know.
True.
You know that that's an in-depth analysis of what happened.
This girl had trees in South Africa. You know my favorite story reminds me of like Akon. Remember Akon?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He always
built a city.
The rapper.
Yeah, he built a city. He like had a diamond.
The rapper.
Wait, really? Yeah, the rapper. Yeah. Well, what's the crooner singer? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crooner songbird.
He built a city on rock and roll.
Well, he like he had like a diamond mine, I think. And then he was like, it's just giving people jobs. And then people were like, no, but they're blood diamonds. They're not good. And he's like, for real? Like, you know, and it sounded like better than what he, you know. So then he like...
He's like, it seems cool when the money comes.
He, to his credit, he like, I think he like shut it down and then created his own currency.
Akon coin.
He called it Akon. For real.
It's pretty classic catchy, South African
and
privilege.
And now he's like building a city.
Where?
I'm pretty sure.
Where's the city?
I think in Nigeria.
Senegal. I think.
Wow.
Is he from there?
I could be wrong. Yeah, yeah,
somewhere in Africa. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to move to Akon City.
He's building his own.
What's he gonna name it?
Wakanda.
Akonia.
Akonda.
Akonda. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Akonda.
Akonetic.
Shout out. If you're listening right now, shout out Akon. Get it done.
Do it up.
I hope we're all invited. Do you think you're going to need an American passport to get in, or is it going to be free travel between the Akon border? Because he's sold a lot of records here, to my knowledge.
Oh, that's true.
If you bought his album, you can.
Yeah, well, that's right. You got to show
proof. Yeah, that's your proof of to get on.
You
got to
bring in the liner notes from a CD.
Yeah. Come and wearing one of his shirts and shit, and just have like one of his like his CD. I was like, oh shit, is that yours? I always have it on me.
Like, I got a ticket stub. Does that count? You're like, nah, man, you could get that from anybody.
Yeah,
I
mean, show back at 2003.
Lonely would be the best like national anthem so far.
I'm so lost on what his songs are at all.
Lonely.
It was like
I would love to hear. Okay.
Sounds like a mouse. It's like a
And he sings that song?
Yeah, it's well, I think some
lonely. It's sampled
some
from 50s
asshole
yeah.
sings.
Yeah. It's sampled from something. Else.
Yeah.
I'm just making up my own version.
He puts a dope ass beat to it.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Well, he did the Locked Up one. That was his like big one when he was in jail or some shit.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, how come you guys all know so much about Akon and I've got nothing?
Because he's going to be the president, so I'm moving there. I need to know about it.
That's true. This half of the table knows a lot about Akon. They're definitely getting in.
We're in, man.
I don't know why. It was just something.
Can you smuggle me in?
Yeah. Can I get some? Can you underground railroad me and Ian into the Akon? Akonda. Yeah.
You got to sign up for a class. We're going to teach a class.
Oh,
there's some re-education. I like that.
Yeah. We got to go through his catalog and his coin system.
That'll be great.
Now, do you have to be vaxxed? Because I might have a little hiccup.
You might have to get the Akon vaccine.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Akon's developing his own vaccine as we speak.
Yeah, then you carry around your A card and everybody knows.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's fucking
whatever. This is like fucking like the way like you're lazy with Spanish. You put an O in the everything. But just like with the Akon, you just put an A in front of everything. Like,
yeah.
He should have it's like, oh, to the A-copter.
To the A-team.
Yeah.
Pals.
That would be great, dude. If every, the sitcom where every single thing was that, I don't know. We were talking about how it'd be funny to
the
do
A Gorilla Guards. The A Guards are now cracking down on.
Just tearing people's arms off. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
He's an Akon the same way Smurfs use fucking like that. Like.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, right. I forgot about Smurf. Smurf say Smurf in front of everything, right?
Everything.
Right.
Well, it's like if you don't, then you go to the gulag or some shit.
You ever heard that Smurfs was like a communist, like, brainwashing for children?
No.
There's a vague.
Yeah, because like the Smurfs all...
If they blue, they'd be red if they were.
Well, you'd think that. But Smurfs supposedly stands for serving something under the red father. Yeah, that's right.
That's hilarious.
That's right, dude. And they were all working together for no money for the greater good of the Smurf colony.
I guess Gargamel is America?
Because he's
capitalist.
No, he does because he steals the Smurfs and makes them into gold because he's greedy.
That's interesting.
Capitalism right there.
It's so easy to just sell conspiracy theories, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like, dude, this is all making sense, man. It's fucking been Gargamel, man. The whole time.
You're going to watch like the Smurfs and try to like, you know, figure out what's going on. And yeah.
We were watching 9/11 news this morning because it was recently 9/11.
Sure.
Yeah, and... Yeah. There's like a lady who trained dogs, and they said the first place we went was Tower 7 to look for blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's where people say you were supposed to start. Always start at Tower 7. Because you ever heard the conspiracies?
Yeah.
They're sort all about of, Tower
yeah.
7.
Yeah. Yeah.
I intentionally avoided 9/11 conspiracy because I don't want to be sucked in. Because I'll be in the whole conspiracy world. I'll be fucking flat earth by the end of it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's only going to breed other things. You start out with that, then you're moving into other stuff. It's like you're watching like fucking footage of like the flag on the moon. It's just like, see that? See that? The flag moves. The flag moves right there.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah. Does it look like they're zero gravity, or does it look to be helped up?
Your girl's gonna be furious. Yeah. You're sitting here, yeah. She's like, Aaron, I'm tired.
Exactly.
I don't. No. Just care watch about this the part. Fucking flag. It's probably there now. It's probably there now.
Still off there.
What happened? A few more astronauts got late. It's not a big deal.
I just work 14 hours.
For fuck's sake, Aaron.
I don't care. Yeah.
It's so true, man.
Yeah.
One time when Cindy was in her training, so she had to go through like rotations, which means you just like serve in different parts of the hospital.
Mm.
And I came home from work and she came home from work and she's like, oh, how's your day? And I was like, oh, I was, you know, really busy at UPS, lots of packages and blah, 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 this, blah, blah. I was like, how's your day? She's like, I helped deliver a baby. And I was like, okay, well, you know.
Bringing life into the world.
Some of my shit's probably not that important.
Hey, both handling packages and shit. Yeah,
You got to be Look careful, fragile, you know. It's interesting stuff.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's like they slap a stamp on that baby. I didn't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you handle it longer. I mean, she's just there for a couple seconds.
That's true. And so, I have to like make sure it gets the right people. Those babies, they'll give to anyone.
Oh, yeah. They got them all
lined
up.
We misplaced your baby.
So. Yeah. Here, take this one. There's a whole room full of them. Get Damien or some shit.
I could never imagine that, dude. The chick I'm talking to and stuff, she's a...
I'm talking to and stuff. I love your summation of your relationship. You're like, the chick I'm talking to and stuff. Anyway, moving on. Sorry, I love that.
Never mind. Like nurses are great.
You're nursing now.
Nurses are solid. Yeah.
She's nursing that chick.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
The cockfight.
Lordy, lordy. I see you did break into the Truly. Mm-hmm. A little hair of the dog.
It's the tea, though. I didn't realize it was the tea. Are you a fan of the... So, what I had before was... What's the other one? Not true. The popular one. I can't think of it.
White Claw. Okay.
They had the White Claw one where it's just like it was peach tea or something like that. And the tea kind of, I don't know. I don't hate it and stuff, but it's like I wouldn't lead with it.
Honestly, I've never once drank one of those. Maybe I'll have one of them next. But I do like the Arnold Palmer spiked lemon tea thing.
Yeah, this is great, dude. It tastes like wet car keys. Yeah.
That's a good sell. Yeah.
It's like a mouthful of pennies with about 6 nickels.
Oh, man, this smooth chemical draw.
Lots of fluoride in that.
No, I bought. I like summertime drinks.
It's not bad.
I always buy like when summertime. I like seasonal drinks. Actually, I got pumpkin spice coffee upstairs. Ooh. Can you believe it?
Oh man,
you white bitch.
We're in the throes of pumpkin season.
Do you have pumpkin? Because I got conspiracy theory on the mic. It raised a lot of questions. Do you have pumpkin spice stuff up there?
I do.
Maybe you don't. I don't know. Just saying.
Maybe it's there.
Maybe it's there. I don't know. Hey, I'm just asking questions, my friend.
Are pumpkins even spicy? That's my question. Yeah. Are pumpkins spicy?
Yeah.
I don't think
I've
so.
Eaten pumpkins.
I didn't ever taste spicy to me. Where's the spice come from?
Is there even pumpkin and pumpkin spice?
These are questions that need answers.
You know what I mean? Have we just been sold on a lie?
We're talking to you, big pumpkin. This is a direct call out. Show yourself.
Well, no, Starbucks is going to get like fined or fraud or some shit now for selling.
I'm
like,
trying to crack down on big coffee, big pumpkin. They're all coming apart. I'm pulling the fucking carpet or the fucking drape back.
The rug.
Yeah.
Right underneath the rug.
But pumpkin spice is like lemon zest. That's,
yeah.
They just skin the pumpkins alive. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
That's what it is.
Well, I think, you know, it has nefarious origins, you know, pumpkins, you know what I mean? Fucking the headless horseman, mm-hmm. Anybody?
Jack Skellington?
Yeah. What was the scary pumpkin in Charlie Brown?
Big Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah. He's in charge of all this shit. He's old money. He's old money pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
He's OG. OG.
He ran a pumpkin plantation and shit. Yeah. It's a very dark history and shit.
Yeah. I was talking to some lady.
He gets mailbox money every Halloween. You know what I mean?
I was talking to some lady outside like a show, the other day, and she was like, we were just talking about shit. Like, she started talking to me, so I was like, okay,
I'm in it. I can't go now.
Yeah, we had an interesting conversation, but like getting along okay. But then she was like, I ran out of things to say like immediately. I had nothing to say immediately, but she kept talking. So I was like, well, here's something nice. Halloween. What about Halloween? She was like, Halloween is of the devil.
The devil's day.
For real. Yeah. Like,
that's what her words were.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Like,
what was her reasoning, though?
She, like, it's like satanic or something like that. But I was like, yeah, but...
Pagan. Goddamn pagans.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, people dressing up as Satan in clothes.
And, even worse, prostitutes.
Yeah. They're dressing up as sexy workers. Construction workers.
Yeah, that's right.
Sexy librarians.
But then I was...
Sexy secretaries. It's like, yeah, just make everything
sexy. Very satanic. And I was like, well, yeah, but you also get candy, too. And it's, you know...
Yeah, you get some treats. Kind of
fun.
Yeah,
right. I don't know. Like, I didn't know that those people really, like...
Exist?
I don't think I ever met anybody who really... thought Halloween.
I mean, she might have a point, because like there's no holiday where you dress up as Jesus, though. You know?
Then well, maybe you don't.
What holiday?
I dress up at least 3 times a year like Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, the fuck, dude?
You got the whole costume.
Now all of a sudden I'm an outsider. That's cool. I'm other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. If we dress up as Jesus more...
I think we should dress up like Abraham, so we're more inclusive. But not
yeah,
with
Bible
Satanists.
Characters, Bible Day.
Well, the Satanists Bible even Day, get, yeah. Even the Satanists are represented by the Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, kind
because
of
because he falls
apart without.
Yeah, he's disobeyed. Contrast draws definition, and
yeah.
Without Abraham, there's no God. I mean, everyone knows that.
Whoa! What the fuck?
That's a conspiracy right there.
Hey, if you're not just talking plain English. Anymore,
yeah. Anyway, that's a classic.
That's fucking funny.
That's what they say.
There's an old joke and shit that I love. There's a guy was talking about like trying to make like things that aren't genuinely sexy, making them sexy or whatever, because they always have that thing where it's like the sexy construction worker, the sexy whatever and shit.
Sexy, yeah. Sexy
carpenter.
Sheep.
Well, it's like, what was the one? It's like you see like a sexy Rosa Parks.
Just like, yeah.
She's like, I can fit wherever I want to on this bus. Like, sure can, like, can't you?
Is this lap taken?
Yeah, all right. Is this face taken?
Oh, somebody called the cops when I'm being too sexy in a 35.
Inappropriate sexy. What's another inappropriate sexy? God,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks. That's.
I mean, Harriet Tubman wasn't really that sexy. Though,
no,
so.
No, no.
Well, that's where you come in.
Yeah.
Make her approachable.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put my railroad under something.
Let's see if she can ride this railroad.
Yeah.
I'll smuggle that past the border, right? It's
like North Star. Something about the North Star.
Something about the North Star.
That's, which is the butthole.
Is that the butthole?
I guess so.
I didn't know. That's the brown star.
The
rusty bullet hole, as my buddy used to call it.
Rusty bullet hole. Okay. Yeah, that's an aisle.
I loved watching it process. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was very fun watching you get there. Yeah. I mean, oh, I guess right.
Like,
yeah.
Rusty bullet. What the? Oh.
Yeah, it's sort of. It's, but yeah, like, I would have never thought bullet hole.
Yeah, shout out to Joel Hagee.
You're doing the Lord's work.
That man's a true legend. Yeah. Dude, one time, okay, so I know none of these names are relevant, but I'm putting them in there anyway. So my buddy Joel and my buddy Rick got a house outside of Ames, which is like a party town, right? Mm-hmm. It's a college town. Go Cyclones, the big Iowa game was last yesterday or whatever. Anyway, it was always a party there every fucking weekend, right? And when the bathroom was full, there was only one bathroom. There's out in the country, Joel would just walk into his own living room and pee on the carpet in front of everyone.
Okay. Was he cut? Like,
wow, that's a total alpha move, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was nuts.
Not
dude.
Even like in a Gatorade bottle?
No,
something?
No. He would pee on the carpet.
He'd
like,
pee in the Gatorade bottle and pour like, it on the carpet.
He was kind enough not to stand in front of the TV, but he was right next to the
damn.
TV.
It's like LBJ.
Yeah. Like you could easily pee in the backyard. It was the countryside.
Or in a bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I didn't live in the countryside. I always pee in the bathroom.
That would probably
be
my fourth. Yeah, my fourth on the list.
That would, yeah, the living room carpet's not right there at the top of the list for you. Yeah, well,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be bathroom outside on friend as prank.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then carpet.
Yeah, yeah. And the kitchen sink. Maybe.
Oh, kitchen sink. Yeah, so it just,
it just keeps going.
We got shower.
Pretty soon we're going to be in Kansas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can fucking name these all day long.
Wait, so like...
you want me to start from the West End again and I'll get us there?
Wait, so like, what would you guys do? It's just like...
We didn't care at all. I mean, there was girls there and stuff and they didn't care at all. Basically, people were laughing and clapping and just being like, oh my God.
It is a part. It's not your carpet.
The only person who needed to care was Rick because he's the only other guy who lived there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Rick was a wild man, so it didn't matter.
Was it the same spot every time?
It only happened like three times, and it was generally
that's
speaking the
more
living
than
room.
Once. Yes, that's true. Which
that's
is
true.
A lot.
That's true.
That's more than zero, which is
well,
a
that's
lot.
That's like his go-to. Then it's like, I might as well.
A lot of good things happened at that house. Good memories, man.
Yeah, good.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny that it's happening so frequently that it's stopped bothering you, and clearly it should be bothering you. It's like,
the thing is between those two guys, since they were such loose cannons, that was fairly tame. You know, you know what I mean?
This is mild.
I'd be like, he's just
shit on the rug last week.
He's not even shaking it while he does.
It's sterile.
Right. Yeah,
so he was the original Louis C.K.
cleaning things.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, you could leave. It was his house.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's marking his territory right there. So
who are you to tell? I mean, it's not like he's doing it in the back of a club.
He pees on the fucking he pees the entire doorway.
He's like, "What's your name?" Here?
You gotta walk through and shit. So you might catch some.
Yeah, he's just having a conversation. Yeah. Turns to the side. And,
yeah, I guess you can. Yeah, it's a good point.
Another buddy of mine did that on the bar. He was there ordering a drink with one arm resting on the bar and peeing on the bar with the other hand.
Okay. Was he trying to light on fire like Coyote Ugly?
What's that?
There's a shot.
Yeah.
Was he trying to light the bar on fire? Like
peeing? You can't light the bar on fire by peeing.
Well, then light it on fire.
Are you under the impression that urine is
fine? Well, if you drink enough.
Wait, it's not?
Wait.
Fluid.
Wait, you're saying it's not?
Since when?
Well, like, oil. I once saw a candle and I was trying to be cool and we had been drinking like.
Jared said he pissed
night.
On the candle.
Shit on the candle. And it really works. No, I like tried to do the thing like it was with my friends. I tried to like lick my tongue and put out the candle.
Yeah, and pinch
with
it.
And pinch it out. My whole fingers caught on fire because the alcohol. Like the whiskey
on
the
really?
Tongue.
So if you're drinking alcohol and then you piss.
Yes.
Okay. You were really in deep that night.
Yeah, dude, you're like that Family Guy joke where he pulls the guy over and holds up a lighter in front of his mouth. And you're just like, how hammered are you?
Right.
Yeah, it was interesting. I never thought of like the physics of like, oh yeah, that is what it is. It's like lighter fluid, sort of.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Green alcohol?
Sort of.
I mean, it's flammable. Okay. In that sense, it is like lighter fluid.
Yeah.
The funniest I've ever seen is stuff because you're talking about your buddy that pissed on the bar, which is, by the way, hilarious.
Yeah.
I had a buddy of mine growing up. We always had like the one guy who's always like the dickhead of the group. We were down at some bar in Station Square. I don't think it's there anymore, but we're there. We're drinking.
After the story, the chick, you'll know why.
Yeah. The chick. Yes. It's going to, you're going to start piecing it. You'd be like, oh, I know where this is going. But we're down there and stuff. And there was a friend's buddy's sister or something was like the bartender down there. And we drank and too much. My buddy's at the bar. I'm sitting next to him. He throws up on the bar.
Oh.
And then fucking like it's going down the side of the bar. We're like, Jesus. And he gets up and he looks. He's railed. He's fucking railed.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets up and he looks at me. He's like, you did it. And he still has the spittle like connect. I was like, you left a trail. They know where it came from.
They can just follow the suspended slobber mark.
Oh, here we go. Oh, right, you stupid.
Shut it down the next day.
I was framed.
Yeah.
So we left.
I was at a sketch idea that was like, just like people hanging out at the bar, and one guy was like, "All right, who pissed my pants? Which one of you did this? You pranks? Which one?"
At the end, somebody could be like, "It was me."
Yeah,
it was actually somebody.
Some dude at the end of the bar, just like, who knows.
Right.
Winks at him. Dun dun dun.
A man in black.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just turns into an alien.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the Paralympics?
Just some of it. Like what was it? like not the basketball, but like the polo.
So funny to see.
Oh, that's like, that's
wheelchair
good, yeah.
polo. It was
whoa. I thought you were saying water polo.
Water, yeah.
Which would be very tough with a wheelchair.
Oh, that's cool. Just throw them in the water.
Just sink.
Buckle them up. You're gonna learn. Yeah.
That only.
I mean, how do you learn to swim? You get in the water.
That's like you throw them in the baby that. Pool. Yeah. And it's like you just have a little.
They start out slow. Like get them gradually bigger and better and shit. Yeah. First, what we did, we showed them a picture of a pool. Then we actually got them into a baby pool.
Yeah. They did that once and it didn't go well. 2 minutes tires of a broadcast rusted. And just
oh yeah, the headline and stuff. Just see some guy face down in the water. He's face down in 6 inches of water. Shit is like, I don't even know how you fucking.
Ooh, this was we didn't think this through.
Yeah, it's
No, like it was hardcore. It was awesome. Like because like they're fucking tough motherfuckers. Like people
like polo. Oh, yeah. What is polo? Because like, I know of water polo and on a horse polo.
Well, it's a horse, like, it's just a wheelchair at now.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Because the horses kept getting nervous and bucking them off.
Actually, half of them got that way from a horse accident.
They had wheelchair rugby.
There's a little bit
they
of
They had wheelchair rugby. Which
shout out Superman.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like Demolition Derby at that point.
It was
point.
Amazing. Yeah. It was so cool. Yeah, wheelchair rugby. Because they had, like, smashing into each other. Yeah, it's like Demolition
they
Derby.
They have... I know what you're talking
people
about.
People in as demolition.
It's like
derby,
murder ball.
Yeah.
I think they call
yeah,
it stuff.
Yeah, that's
which
a
is doc, also
a documentary called that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also the name is in the title and shit. It's like, oh, you guys are out here for blood, and they have, yeah, they have like the old school, like what looks like the old school like metal saucers that you would use to like slide down hills in the winter.
Yeah.
It kicks ass.
Yeah, it's human battle bots is what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
I have this theory that they only show like certain stuff because they don't want people making memes out of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it really is mostly wheelchair stuff from what I noticed. Anyway.
Yeah.
But they show on TV anyway.
I didn't
anyway.
Watch too much of it. I wanted to. I made it a plan to watch it, but then I just...
Because you needed a minute to breathe from all the laughing?
I watched
it. I don't know. Like, I was... The opening ceremony was fucking sweet.
Oh, please run go? Us through this.
Yeah.
It was just a...
After they put the torch runner out. That went,
well, like, the dude fire. Was like... like
they had to bring the thing to him. He just holds the
I
torch.
Will say, it did take a while. Like, the wheelchair going up the pyramid, like, did take... A while.
A long while.
Yeah, because he couldn't go that fast. No,
he's holding the torch in his mouth.
Oh, I thought he kept getting distracted looking around at stuff.
I mean, compare it to, like, was Shari, what's her name? Who did the charity?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she, you know, she...
The marijuana chick.
Yeah, she, like, is an Olympic athlete. Mm-hmm. So she was, like, rounding those corners, yep. No problem. Like
showing this, off.
Yeah, the wheelchair guy was like, because it's, Japanese, they did that pyramid. Where it's like you light it at the top of the pyramid, and yeah, going around the corners was a little like
you're getting nervous.
It's a long way down. Make that left-hand turn. Yeah. Right.
A hush falls over the crowd.
They clap.
Oh, thank Christ.
Did you see the end ceremonies, like the closing ceremonies for the Olympics?
The Olympics?
It was so great.
Okay, no, I didn't.
It was a ska band. A ska band.
Ooh.
What?
Olympic ceremonies.
This is in Japan, wasn't it?
It was colorful as shit. Like, the world did not deserve how sweet and nice.
I didn't know the Japanese were into ska.
I guess so. It was, like, amazing.
It was a Japanese band, I would assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were all wearing, like, some were wearing wigs, and it was, like, crazy colors and shit like that. It was awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure not to look that up.
Yeah.
I hate Scott.
I'm just going to keep on
I don't hate Scott, but I don't really like it either.
But at the Olympics...
Scott's hit or miss.
Yeah. The only good Scott band is, like, Real Big Fish, I think.
Well, I used to like Less Than Jake growing up and shit.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're fair. They have...
Nah. Have you ever... Mighty Mighty Mustangs got the one song.
But yeah, that's really...
Yeah. I saw them live also, and the guy's voice does not sound like... It
oh, yeah,
on
that
the record,
makes sense.
On the record.
You do that twice, and your voice is shot.
It's like... the whole time that he's singing.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
It sounds like he chews cigarettes.
Yes, exactly, too. Exactly. Sounds like he eats a pack of cigarettes for breakfast and then lights one up afterwards.
Yeah. What was he like? He was like
after dinner cigarette.
Well, I never had to
knock on wood.
Yeah,
because I know someone who had.
Yeah,
makes me wonder if I could some other bullshit. That makes no sense. For God's sakes.
No.
That's ska.
Well, that no is ska. No one really is.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
I never listened to the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Oh, I remember them.
Remember that one?
I don't know if you could get away with that name now. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true. That's true. I was convinced
but
to like
so
it.
It's so funny that they do like ska.
Right. But it's like they're in. It's like boot
that. There was I can't remember their fucking name. There was like a ska band in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother's band also had a band. They were a punk rock band.
Dope.
And they had like a rivalry. And I don't know
funny.
If like
funny.
I don't know if they were like intentionally hamming it up to try to get more attention. But the ska band was not in on the joke.
Okay.
And then they had a performance together at like the community college, and there was not enough people. It was like a whole gymnasium or whatever.
Yeah.
So then the ska band went first, and then they went second, and then. For one of their songs, they had all of us come up with like horns and pretend to play them out of our assholes.
Okay.
I do what you do, but better.
Classic childhood stuff.
Yeah.
You know, making fun of stuff.
Uh-oh, pucker up.
Small town crap.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's like Braveheart.
Braveheart?
Yeah.
When they show their butts.
Sure.
My favorite part of that scene
that
is
was
always
like a real Ace Ventura. Just that was a real Ace Ventura inspired.
Oh yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of
yeah.
like.
Do you think
funnel.
Ace was after that or before that? Before that, I mean.
Well, I don't know. When was your? When did it take place?
Yeah, Ace Ventura was like what
93?
I don't
know.
Oh no, it was very, very early 90s.
That kind of stuff than I am.
Well, because he had like Ace Ventura, then Dumb and Dumber and stuff. They were all like around the same.
You're right
year.
Though.
I
it's
think Dumb and Dumber was like 93.
The same body motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you only go, well, there's only like, well, yeah, the North Star and the South Star, I guess, as we were talking, like, there's only two places what? I thought air can escape.
Is you there a right? North Star? Sorry. I don't get this North Star reference. I mean,
follow the North Star.
Well, yeah, like.
Whoever has heard of the butthole called the North Star?
No, I haven't.
I said
anything,
South Star,
the,
and I was just like, that sounds more
that
accurate.
Sounds about right, yeah.
That sounds
that
a little
makes
more
sense,
accurate.
But, you know, hey, it's all relative, you know what I mean?
Only okay, if you're
I
lucky.
Guess. Yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't a perfect.
It wasn't a perfect analogy, but you see what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah, come on, guys, take a walk with me.
I'm just saying probably like within, 5 minutes of playing the sax, you go like, all right, what else can I do with this? I mean,
I guess.
You know, what if I played it with my butthole?
Yeah, it's really tough to get a reed to vibrate with your butthole, but you can do it.
How long can
you
it last, though?
Like
I mean,
genius.
It's like,
yeah.
It depends if you ate dairy.
I mean, you gotta really
you know?
Be, you gotta really be backed up.
Yeah, you'd have to like, really put your work into it.
Dedicated to your craft.
Real,
yeah.
Real windbag.
Well, I feel like the ladies in Tijuana might be able to play a little better than some.
Oh, but they make it an art form. That's
true.
It's a real art form.
They've got circular breathing with their assholes.
Yeah.
It's like
either or.
They can control it better.
Yeah.
Huh. They should join the Olympics.
they can be the opening band for
The opening ceremonies and shit. It's like, bah, bah, bah,
bah. Amazing.
All you hear is, but yeah, just fucking.
But it's soulful. If they did like a soulful, like Charles Mingus type, you know, just like. I cried. This lady played
a
trumpet.
Some lady
played
a trumpet. Is that Lou Reed?
I couldn't stop crying. Yeah.
They just had like a masked band thing.
I was going to say like a
yeah,
like
there's
black
a, there's
room
a curtain
shit.
And
yeah,
then at the end of the show, they spread the curtain and the ladies are back there.
That'd take the world by storm. It would be amazing.
Well, that actually wouldn't blow me away, especially happening in Japan, because I'd fucking done goofier shit on like all their game shows or whatever.
Yeah,
that's true.
So the ska band played with their assholes.
Oh yeah,
at the Olympics, eh? No.
Yeah, was this the closing? Was this the closing ceremony of the regular Olympics or
the
special
Olympics?
I like that they recycled the buildings for the Olympics. They had an Olympics a while back, and the Olympics is so unprofitable nowadays. They're like, yeah, just give it to one of the cities that already had it.
I think a lot of people
didn't even care. Okay, yeah.
Like this previous Olympics, right? They like not a lot of people really like tuned in or cared or whatever.
I don't think so either.
I went to DC. So I went to Richmond to go visit a buddy of mine that I went to college with, and then after that we went to DC for a day. And like every single, because like, I was in Richmond, all we did was just go to breweries and fucking eat and whatever and stuff.
Sure,
as soon as we went to DC, we arrived in DC the day that they enforced the mask mandate. And we're like walking around looking. I was like, the fuck's
like
this problem?
Recently or like it was year, July 30th, a year ago?
It was like July 31st.
Okay, so this year.
The day that they did it or whatever. We like arrived at the thing and everybody's wearing masks. I was just like, everybody either really isn't unvaccinated or fucking they're just telling the truth out here. And then we looked and I was like, oh, we're the dickheads. But we went around and shit, and like every bar we went to had the Olympics playing. So I actually got to see like a lot more Olympics than I... Oh, dude, I found out that I was watching handball.
Yeah,
handball's pretty aggressive, dude. Like, dude,
it's intense.
I was watching women's handball, and like we're drinking at this fucking fancy ass bar, and I got everybody involved. I was just like, yeah.
What?
Yugoslavia.
What's the court look like in a handball? I don't even know what a handball.
I have no idea what the boundaries are. The lines. I'm just like, I guess.
Are there baskets? Are there goals?
It's like a racquetball. It's like racquetball court.
Soccer goals, kind of.
Right. Square, like or rectangular kind of.
It's a lot smaller and shit, but it's like you don't have to bounce the ball.
We played that shit in high school. It was fun.
I think there's more than one kind of handball. I think there's like I think you're talking about the kind that's in a room, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about the kind that's on a field, right?
No. I mean, they did it in like a basketball court almost kind of setting.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's like soccer, like goals. You're on like a basketball court, basically.
Yeah, it's like.
And you have like a little ball and you're just throwing it at, you know, the goal. That's
you're just rifling balls with the person.
Oh, that's not what I'm thinking.
It's barbaric as fuck, dude. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was crazy because I was watching the women play and stuff. I was like, oh, this is. And then I watched the men play. I was like, this is like that they're playing for survival. Like the losing team is going to get fucking sacrificed or something and shit like that. It's like, it's we're playing for survival. Oh, yeah. Very fucking Aztec-y. And then the water polo, I found it's just handball and water.
That's really what it is.
And I found out that there's actually there's penalties in fucking water polo and stuff.
You would think.
They make you, it was so fucking funny, they make you swim over
70
to like
seconds
a little,
underwater.
They make you
they
swim over.
They put ankle weights
like,
on it. And they're like, you gotta swim with the weights for a while.
Fish.
Oh, everybody out there just dead laying and whatever it's like. Dude, I was talking to my
shark
buddy about
shark in the water.
Oh no, there were some bears in the water, dude. These guys were fucking like just they all had dad bodies or whatever shit, but it's like it was hilarious. It's just like I'm trying to think of the fucking team or whatever. It was like I was watching USA play against some fucking some country that looks like it's gonna kidnap Liam Neeson's daughter.
Sure. You know? Sure.
Bosnia maybe or something like that.
Sure, Canada.
Yeah. But yeah, they have like the penalty box or whatever shit is just literally like a segregated area at the end of the pool that you that you just have to bob in for like a little bit and shit. And then when you're done, you have to swim back out and shit. But it was so fucking funny watching that. I was like, whatever the country was, I was like, oh, this must be their national pastime. I was like, I've never seen anybody fucking
like who gives a shit about handball enough? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, it's I feel like handball intense as fuck, and then finding out was just like. It just seems like the idea of like water polo is just like, you did that. It's like when you beat a game and you go back and do all the side quests.
Yeah.
You're kind of just like, all right, you did that. How about in water?
Right.
You know what? We never tried in water yet. Why don't we do it in water?
Toggle the settings.
It's even more
exactly.
Well, do they get paid, those like the Olympic athletes?
For each medal, there's a cash value.
All right, so what if you come in fourth? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. If you're not on the podium, do you get any money? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's probably like
we were interested about that, too. We looked that up. I don't remember what it was. Yeah. I feel like it was like $30,000 if you got a gold or something like that.
Okay.
No shit.
But I don't know exactly.
Oh, so there's more incentive than just
definitely
fucking
definitely not glory. Science.
That's definitely worth training every day for your whole entire life.
Right, that's what I mean.
Since you were eight.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good day, though, if you're freaking, what's his name? The swimming dude from last Olympics. Didn't he get like 9 in 1 year?
Yeah.
That'd be freaking... So, $270,000 or whatever, you know?
That's not bad. That
oh, plus all the endorsements. And,
and that's...
That buys
buy a gold bong.
Yeah.
He's like, what shape and how big a size do I want this bong to be? Okay, I want it the size of a Zeppelin, and then... it's, like, you could be crazy with it and shit.
That is true. What's the biggest bong...
What's the biggest bong?
We don't have to go down this road.
Yeah, we're really going to be taking the scene.
Some guys made one out of a Saturn V rocket once. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Stage 3. That's what it was.
What about smoking in space, though? You get up there, get the bong, and you get higher anti-gravity.
Well, no,
because
you can't light the...
Well, that's... Hey,
that's not true, because you're in atmosphere, buddy.
Are you?
I mean, you have to, you're not wearing a spacesuit.
Well, I always remember you ever see the movie Thank You for Smoking?
Yeah, but that was all that's bullshit.
I know, but it's like it always reminds me of that shit where it's just like there's that scene where they're talking about they're trying to like up in space or whatever. He's like the one to have him like smoking a cigarette
after
in space.
Sex. Yeah,
yeah. He's just like you can't do that. There's no air in space, and they're always just like you know, we'll just put it in a line of dialogue or something. It's like, oh, yeah. they invented the what the fuck machine.
Thank God we invented the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's like the who fucking gives a shit machine.
It is. I do remember that. That's a great scene.
It's very funny because it's like, it also lets you know, like, that's Hollywood's like lazy writing.
It really is. No, they say, the thing in that was they said it was an oxygen rich environment. They would explode. That's what they said, which is not true. But
yeah.
Well, that's like the old, otherwise you could have some guy.
That's why there's no stoners in Star Trek, I guess.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Either or. In space. They're talking general space like across the board.
If one of them's got them, it's got to be Star Wars. Because Star Trek is all like shiny and plastic.
I feel like in the cantina, there's people smoking the pipes in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play our next hit.
Another fucking ska band. God damn it.
Yeah, it's jizz music. Like, for real.
Jizz
like,
jazz.
That's what it's called in the...
the lexicon?
Jazz. Yeah, it's jizz.
Space jizz?
Yeah, Figuring Dan and the Modal Notes. With their jizz.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's an actual name for the Tantooine band?
Yeah, Figuring Dan.
Is it Tantooine? Is that the right place?
Tatooine.
Yeah,
Tatooine. Cantina band? Yeah, the Cantina.
It'd be like something in the jizzes. It'd just be, yeah. It's the guy who needs it. It'd be him, just some guy just like gargling water. It's like the... And the jizzes.
Chewy.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's one of the great things.
That is pretty great.
Hey, here's a. I want to hear the great 9/11 story of all time.
Your favorite 9/11 story?
Yeah, my favorite 9/11 story.
I don't know if I'd word it like that, but
I'm not gonna,
he's got many of them.
I'm not
going
to do the one that
of all the great things that happened on 9/11.
Yeah. I always heard that, like, you know the movie The Master of Disguise. Like with
Dana Carvey. Go ahead.
Dana Carvey. Like, he plays the Turtle Man or whatever.
Turtle.
Like, I always heard that, like, that day, like, they, like, it happened on 9/11, filming the turtle scene, and in Dana Carvey's turtle outfit, they had a moment of silence.
So Dana Carvey's like got his head bowed and he looks like a turtle.
But you know what? I read an article.
That would have been funny.
Guys, if it comes out
of his shell.
Yeah.
If but, like a moment of silence and he just shrinks into the shell, that would be so funny.
No shrinking down.
Look, full head turtle. See it. Remember what happened.
Yeah. But then I heard like it didn't happen on 9/11, but it did happen that week. But Dana Carvey was still in the turtle outfit.
That's so funny.
And had like a moment of silence. Isn't that like, that's one of the great things of all time to ever happen, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you have to put a silver lining around these buildings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's it.
Yeah, that might help protect them a little bit.
They should have...
You think, but
yeah, the glare would get in the pilot's eyes. Yeah,
it doesn't melt.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but
Christ,
if they're
fucking sun
starting from the ground floor, though,
he splits the towers.
Damn it, I made
He's
it.
Like,
yeah, it didn't melt.
Come back around for another swing.
Yeah, Jeff Fuel. Does Jeff Fuel melt silver?
Yeah, it's,
I don't know.
You know what? And these are the questions that need to be asked.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
They always say, like, you know how they say, like, the pyramids were covered in marble.
Yeah. Originally, they're supposed to be like white and like smooth.
I always heard that the towers were covered in silver. Actually, back in the day,
once upon a time ago,
was that the insurance money?
Knows.
Is that
Who
what it's for?
And that's why they brought them down. That's why I
collect that money.
That's right. They had to collect
like,
that money.
How the fuck did they know that the pyramids were covered in marble? That's a lot of marble.
There has to be decayed marble around the pyramids.
Why do they do these tests?
Yeah, there
has
to be something.
You think so?
Does marble decay? So. That's a good question. How the fuck do they know that?
I don't know.
I've heard
what
that though.
What is marble?
You're round. And
is that marble? Is that like marble there?
Yeah.
It looks like it.
It's somebody who did a good paint job on it.
Do you find marble
the
in the ground?
The wall. What's that?
Do you find marble in the ground?
Yeah, it's like a big. It's a, like the mountains are made out of it and shit.
It's like marble mountains,
marble deposits.
And it's usually underground, as far as I know. I've seen TV where they harvest marble from caves or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's above ground somewhere.
Just live in those caves. Why build a Fergie live in that cave?
I heard that Akonda actually has a shit ton of marble deposits.
Yeah,
right. They're hoarding it all.
Akonda's, that's their main export in Akonda.
Yeah. They're hogging it all up.
That's how they started their space program, actually.
We got to get Akon to space.
He'll go there. We got to get him up there.
That'll be great.
I literally know nothing about Akon other than his name.
We'll share.
Yeah, because he yells at the beginning of every single fucking song he's on.
So does he more sing than he does other stuff? Is he a rapper?
I don't think he's come out with anything lately, has he?
Not really. He's more like developing his own coin.
Yeah.
Ooh, Akon.
Like, Akon, I'm telling you. Nice. It's for real, real.
It sounds like one of these cult leaders that are trying
That's the Bitcoin that you should be investing in.
Akon.
Yeah, for man. Real.
You know what they should make is a Mario coin. Because, I mean, what more synonymous with coins than Mario? Then you could be
the Sonic ring, the Mario coin, the fucking whatever.
Call mining bang in your head. Point,
yeah. Whatever Crash Bandicoot collects.
Yeah.
He collects fruit. Never mind.
This year, Peachy truly is not too bad.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
What'd you have?
I get the raspberry.
You get the razzleberry? That's only good in jam, bro.
A little strawberry.
Damn, we all got different ones except for Jared. What are those things you bought, Jared?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please fill us in on these fucking...
They're like fortune cookies, but from Easter.
I don't know what the hell... I don't know what this is. Because it's...
You're holding it like a grenade.
You look like you just came back from like Vietnam. Yeah. Like, back over there.
Just feels comfortable in my hand.
That's right.
It's like we went to the convenience store to get some peanut butter.
I did. I had to get
peanut
butter.
Then I saw these things called... Like, it was in some stand... With a clip art jungle font, not clip art, but like 3D jungle animals on it, like lions, tigers.
Were they 3D
and
or were they 2D? Because I picture this as a cardboard 2D stand.
It was like shitty 3D, and I guess they put it on, and then it had it said free.
Let me see one of them units.
I love this thing.
Well, this looks like an Australian treat.
I'm Diddy.
This is 100%.
They're called Yowie. I don't know what this... Isn't Yowie like gay cartoon porn?
Not Yowie.
It's got a surprise inside. That's kind of maybe...
I know what you're talking about.
This is spelled Y-O-W-I-E.
Well, I thought Yowie
I like how you played it off like you didn't know, though. That was smart.
No,
I only know because they made fun of myself.
But I thought Yowie was like the Australian Bigfoot or something. You know about...
Oh, yeah. That definitely sounds mythical.
Like Yowie? Yeah,
100% sounds fucking
mythical. Okay. So mine's name's Diddy. So that's like the third
just,
iteration.
Little,
used to be P. Diddy,
monsters? Or something like that?
Yeah, mine's Craig, and he's got a surprise inside.
Mine's
I'll give you a hint. It's not nerds, it's not M&M's, and it's cum.
Craig used to go by Southstar. Right.
I mean, diabetes if you eat too many of these.
I like that when you open them from the top, they look like they have an old school flat top hair.
Yeah, it's true. They look like Radio Raheem or something like that.
Yeah, they look like... Like a kid from Kid and Play.
Chew.
Oh, mine's already broken, dude. Does that mean my prize is
mine's
not good?
Broken as shit.
Oh, somebody got it the prize inside already?
God damn it.
I'm sure there's fine print.
Oh, Lord,
like,
dude.
Do not eat the chocolate.
Oh, I already ate some.
Is that just a plastic egg?
It's a plastic egg with what used to be, I assume, a chocolate sculpture around it. Poor Diddy, man. All the king's horses and all the king's men are not going to put this bitch back
together. I got rumble.
Rest in peace.
All right, so we all got... This is like the... It was like a big Tylenol pill or something.
Yeah, it's like red
I'm opening
yellow.
My egg. I told you they looked like Easter shit.
Yeah.
It 100% has an Easter vibe to it.
There. Oh. Whoa. There's a monster. This is like nesting monsters, bro.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I got yours inside of mine.
Whoa.
Mine's called Diddy.
Slow down.
And his is called Craig. And then when I open mine, it's got Craig inside of Diddy. So maybe it is gay porn.
What the hell?
When the hell did you break it? It's like Craig.
Damn, you got Steelers colors.
That is so weird. Oh, fuck, no man. One else got another
go
one.
Go Steelers
this is
a nice
glitch.
Victim.
I got a
gray wolf.
I got a gray wolf,
you
too.
You both got wolves.
I got a wolf. Yeah.
Wolf. A wolf. You say it just like Heinle. Eric Heinle also says wolf.
Wolf. Yeah.
I got a wolf. Shout out to Eric Heinle, who won't be on the podcast.
Oh, that's a shame.
Look and listen.
I go
carefully.
Fishing for that guy, but he don't ever answer the damn phone. Help us protect our wildlife. So they're not actually saving the planet. They're soliciting us to continue.
Yeah, see, it said save the planet
save
on the thing,
planet?
But you think, like, oh, it's it's plastic.
Yeah, you got a plastic egg with a plastic toy.
Yeah.
And then the thing says, help us protect wildlife when you open it. It doesn't actually.
Discontinue Yowie if you want to. save fucking, the planet.
Fucking Yowie, dude.
What is that?
I got
what
a prairie dog or something. Or a
sure you did.
I thought simply purchasing it would have already saved the environment.
He's touching himself.
What is this? What are these?
He's
oh, dude, mine's got a bio for your aminal. Craig is the meanest looking of all the Yowie.
Oh, but it is a prairie dog. For fuck yeah.
You got a prairie dog?
Utah prairie
damn
dog.
Damn it, man.
But look at these little things on here, like the Yowies, like those.
Chocolate's not that bad. Not that good either, but
this wine's not bad.
Yeah,
not
they really try to lean in with the toy.
That's pretty cool, though.
I mean, a kid would love it.
Yeah. Chocolate's terrible. At least the toy sucks.
Strange.
I think that... I mean, you both got wolves. That's pretty shitty. Are they the exact same wolf?
Yeah.
We both got gray wolves. You got a prairie dog, and you got one of these monsters.
Yeah, mine's by far the weirdest nature. Because
you got a cartoon character.
Mine was the character was the outside shell of his character.
Yeah, that is strange. Like, did the creator I don't know. Like, has he seen these things?
Craig
like,
was inside Diddy. I want to know if there's a Diddy out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, now I have to figure out what to do with these. Well, you guys can keep yours, obviously, but Craig's going to have to find a home around
build
here
them
somewhere.
Up or something.
Yeah. We'll just go to that gas station before every single podcast.
Yeah.
We'll have a Yowie ritual.
You get sponsored by Yowie. Yowie World. YowieWorld.com.
Let me write that down. This show brought to you by Yowie.
Not a sponsor, but should be.
Yowie. Sponsor. What are the odds that I remember that?
Shout out Yowie.
Or that I fucking lose this piece of paper.
Maui, Yowie.
I was down here right before the pod and wrote down some topics. Don't know where they went.
I was thinking, what form of government do the Yowie represent? Because Smurfs are communists.
The Smurfs battling the Yowies.
I think
the Yowie are like a tribal Aztecian world.
Smurfs are Marxists.
Smurfs are Marxists. Yowies are like, yeah, they have Aztecs.
Diddy's got a sweet ceremony. Mustache.
So tons of handball.
A lot of handball, cutting off heads, extremely violent, but they invented popcorn.
You think it's like Yowie?
So that breaks even.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But not, obviously. It's like a play off that.
Okay,
maybe Yahweh's
so
pat or copyright.
Religious, like Mujahideen style.
Environmental fundamentalists.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you go around just planting trees in public places.
Or else.
Or.
That's so fucking funny.
You're going to put Craig inside you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, it's
yeah, animists or like, yeah, like Wicca.
Jealous.
They're like Wicca.
I like your prairie dog, dude. Prairie dogs are, there's lots of metaphors for prairie dog, like poops and other things.
Well, they're essential. essential species. Lives in large colonies with complex burrow systems for shelter and safety. That reads right?
Yep.
It's like nurses.
They're like the number one roadkill in Colorado.
They're the nurses of the essential.
The nurses of the animal kingdom.
The essential workers.
Man, they really are just kicking all types of ass out here, aren't they?
Prairie dogs?
Oh, I'm not going to fucking pronounce
it. You can't pronounce it? Can I try?
Is it the Latin?
Which word?
It's the Latin.
Oh.
Right next to prairie dog.
I love trying to pronounce shit. It is Yonomus parvidens.
You sound drunk.
If I say that three times.
Officer.
Dude, a prairie dog just appeared.
How the fuck? It says
on the table. What the fuck was that? Like, for real.
That's like the Wicca where you say that shit.
Yeah, that
boom.
Was crazy. Do it again.
Three times?
Yes.
Yeah, do it three times.
Yeah, in front of a mirror.
Yonomus parvidos.
Dude, another one.
Yonomus parvidens.
Jesus Christ.
This says they're endangered. I think we've solved it.
We solved it.
We're fucking helping them out. Rifle off a company. They're social. They're going to need people to BS with.
Let's get like 1,000 people to do this 1,000 times a day. We'll be swimming in them.
I cannot believe prairie dogs are endangered, dude. I used to ride
not anymore.
Well, yeah. The Utah one.
Yeah, that seems
oh, okay. Just the ones from Utah because they're not Mormon.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
yeah, makes sense.
They're putting a stop to that.
The Mormon prairie dogs, they breed really well. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
They're setting up franchises.
Man, my friend just moved to Utah.
Have you been there? I've never been to Utah.
No, I haven't.
I've never been to Utah either.
He's just talking. We're just like, you know, shitting on Mormons. That's what right. you do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, we got more time.
They're fast.
I had a buddy that lived out there.
He said I got nothing against them.
He said they go to sleep like super early. Like it just like
the whole city? Or?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Just, yeah. Kind of closes down at like 11 or some shit.
Shut the whole place down. Yeah. Shut down Utah at 11.
There's got to be like a big underground though, you'd think, because everything like averages out. There's got to be some wild people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. SLC Punk.
I own SLC Punk. Yeah, there was a movie I was going to let you borrow. I can't remember what the fuck it was. Maybe The Razor's Edge. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me have that.
Old Bill Murray. People say that Bill Murray made Ghostbusters so that he could make The Razor's Edge.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's true.
Interesting.
What's The Razor's Edge? I don't think I've
never heard of it.
It's like an artsier film. He's a young man trying to find like, you know, what young men do, run around, like, exploring the world, trying to find the meaning of life, essentially. It's like a ambulance driver in World War One.
Okay. His
girlfriend's...
Oh, no shit.
Got all kinds of problems.
It's like Hemingway.
Maybe, yeah. It's an interesting story. I don't remember very well. It's been a long, long time. When only time I've ever seen that movie was back when they had DVD rentals. You remember any of that shit? Sure. Yeah.
I've heard of such things.
Yeah. But I went to Family Video.
Yeah. Yep.
And I asked them if they had it, and they said, no, but we do have a central warehouse in like Kansas. And if you write it down, we will order it. So then they ordered it, called me like 2 weeks later, and they're like, your movie's here. So that was pretty sweet.
Nice.
And then it's hard to get a hold of. I had to buy a version from South Korea.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. I mean, you can probably steal it from the internet, easy peasy. But
you buy it from South Korea. Did they cut out all the good parts and stuff? They had to edit it.
South Korea is all about it, dude. North Korea is.
Oh, never mind. I'm lumping the two together.
They've probably done like K-pop versions.
Yeah, they modified the soundtrack a little bit, but it's still a pretty good movie.
Well, did you ever see Parasite? That's a South Korea movie, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that won like the shit ton of awards.
That was the.
I didn't see that one. I should have.
South Korean movies are some of the best movies like made. Like ever.
I'm not into horror movies though. Wasn't that a horror movie?
Not really.
I think it was like a thriller, right?
It was like, yeah, it's like, it's kind of like a thriller. Tarantino like film.
Society kind of is like horrifying.
Right.
In that way, it's kind of a horror.
It's actually kind of a funny movie too.
And it was right before the pandemic, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's like that Boon Jong-ho made it. Like, he like so straddles the line between like comedy, drama, like, you don't know where the fuck it's going the whole time until like it gets there and you're like, I should have seen that coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, maybe I should download that one.
It's like amazing.
If it's a drama ish, I can do that.
Dude, subtitles, unless you can speak South Korean.
I can't.
You're pretty fluent, right?
I know a few. No, I got nothing.
You can order off menus.
As long as there's pictures. Yeah.
I can ask you directions and shit.
Yeah. South Korean movies. Watch, like, The Handmaiden is great. You ever watch The Handmaiden?
I'm too dumb. I can't read the subtitles fast enough. It ruins the movie because I have to, like, pause.
You just just watch it a couple times. I mean, you get, like, lulled into it. You know what I mean?
All right.
And, you know, you don't have to watch all of it. Most of, you know, sometimes movie dialogue is, like, just an audio track, kind of. Just the way, like, with a song, you don't listen to the whole... I don't know.
You're saying you can get the gist of it.
Yeah, you get the vibe. You know what I mean? Like, that guy's mad.
I'll probably maybe still watch Parasite. I mean,
Parasite's real good.
It was a big deal, so
it won a bunch of awards. So it's like you might.
Yeah, it was best.
I mean, they were American awards too, so you know it's good.
You know what they do?
Just throwing these out.
Like they have a similar system as in America, but like. They're right next to North Korea, so shit's real intense, and there's no way to go. So, like, the threat of, like, we could get killed real soon.
Right. It's like Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
So, like the liberals. They'll do, like, Hollywood plots where it's like, it's an assassin or whatever, and, you know, like, he's got to rescue his daughter or whatever, you know, something like that. But then, like... You're like, okay, I've seen this movie, you know, Taken 3 or whatever, all the shit.
Right.
Like, they kill the daughter 25 minutes into the movie. So it goes from there.
Yeah.
Like, that's what South Korean stuff, like, really, like, they know that you've seen movies before.
They're edgy as shit. Huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
In a cool way, yeah.
Killing the daughter, that should have been how Taken 2 went. It's admittedly just be like, Because like I think the first one they kidnapped the daughter or whatever shit, then the second one they kidnapped the wife.
That's all it is. It's just like
that movie should have been 20 minutes long.
Or it should have he should have just kept going like grandmother kidnapped the grandma.
Yeah, you just get running through the entire family tree and second, like third cousin second removed. Cousin. Removed.
Well, that's like with American films where they go like, oh, they should have did this, but then like foreign films, they go to that level.
It's
they
true.
Do that yeah, next they, thing. Yeah.
It's still an art form. It's more, well, I don't know.
Well, maybe and because we're getting, like, it's like a little more tragic. Like they're better at tragedy.
Right.
Well, we're just marketing.
Well, we're trying to make money. We're trying to sell to this.
I was surprised that the new
Shang-Chi.
Yeah, isn't
I was just about to say
it's
that.
It's not showing in China yet.
Yeah, I've.
It will. They'll figure it out.
I'm like you. I just saw the headline. I was just like, it's not in the headline.
What is this?
It's a new Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's.
I heard some. Yeah,
it's called Shang-Chi, and it's really good actually. You get to the end of it, and it gets to be a little bit mostly based on CGI, and you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. But the first 2/3 of the movie, the martial artistry in it is fucking top notch.
Okay,
shit,
cool.
Dude. It's really good.
Yeah.
And
like real people doing real stuff.
Yeah, like the new Jackie Chan. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
One of the opening scenes.
I do love that shit. Like it's so rare.
It really
you
is.
See, like people like.
You know who Tony Jaa is?
They made like a big deal with that.
Yeah, it's like. There's a bus scene that makes you think of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But
I love Tony Jaa. He hits people with his elbows. Yeah, he punches people in the face with his elbows.
Have you ever heard of this guy, Tony Jaa? He was like, he's like, I think, probably the best stunt martial artist, period. And he's got a bunch of movies. Yeah. They're called
Ong Bak. Oh my God.
The whole plot of the movie is, you killed my father. Where's my elephant? And then he beats up everyone in the fucking
room. Steal his elephant.
So it's like Taken, basically.
It is like Taken.
It's Taken with an elephant.
From Thailand,
like
Taken.
John Wick. It's a lot like John Wick.
Well, I was going to say, have you seen...
You hurt my elephant.
Exactly.
I'm home for you now.
Have you seen the Nick Cage one? Pig? Have you seen this?
Yeah, Pig. I heard that was really good.
Yeah. I want to see this show.
I loved Pig. Go see Pig.
I always remember you ever see that movie, The Protector?
Isn't that one of his?
Yeah, that is his.
Is it his?
Yeah,
okay, well then I've seen that.
Every
shit,
single one of his movies is you killed my father. You stole
He's always doing it.
That's the whole plot.
Me and Tony now I know. Yeah.
My elbows.
Yeah, we go back like cornrows, me and this guy.
There's this end scene in one of them where he like breaks the arms and legs of like
50 guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's just like 15 minutes of him just like walking up to like
he's doing rolling whatever like fucking UFC type. He's delivering like, jump knees. Nobody would have the balls to try to deliver a jump knee in a fight.
He jumps off like 3-story buildings, hits people in the face with his knee.
Digs him in the
ground. It's so bad.
I would love to see him just like sizing the guy up beforehand. He's just like, all right, and fucking. And just like lands with like the
it's winds out of the east. I'll jump. Just
but then you hear like stunt people talk about like
he adjusts.
Like
oh a kicker.
Yeah, they get like it's fun. Like that corridor crew. You ever watch them on YouTube? They just do like behind the scenes stunt CGI shit. Like they have stunt people on there. Like oh yeah, I was in Ong Bak 2 or whatever. I'm the guy with the. Like the Bart Simpson haircut, like the huge afro because it's all pillows and shit. Like
oh, he has the Brad Riggler haircut.
Oh, so they didn't get his ass kicked.
The Don King.
His ass
got the Don King.
But then it's still like. It's the white guy with like the huge afro. That's weird. Oh, okay. But then they're still like
that's permanent.
Yeah, I was out for 4 days. Like that hurt the.
Oh yeah, dude. There's a scene in I believe it was The Protector where he like runs at a guy and it's a profile shot of the two like coming together to collide and he gives them a flying knee just like you're saying
flying double
to the fucking head and there's no way it's CGI. It's like you see the sweat come off the guy's head on impact like his face go you know what I mean like,
the ripple
they
the
just ripples. Fuck awesome. Him up dude.
They're like amazing movies.
But they're not showing Shang-Chi in China yet I guess.
What's the deal?
Yeah, what was the reason behind it?
It hasn't passed the government standard. So whoever makes those movies, is it Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Disney, Marvel.
They will
Disney
just keep trimming it down until it meets whatever.
But aren't they all in
channel.
Like cahoots? Like you know, they're all kind of trying to be on the same team to make the money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Like Disney wants. I don't remember what movie it was that I looked up recently, but it made like twice to three times as much money over in China than it did here. And it wasn't even that like Chinese of a movie.
You're right.
It was just like, it was like Fast and the Furious. I think that was it.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Fast and the Furious.
Right. It made shit here.
Yeah, it made like twice to three times as much money in China than it did here, which is crazy.
Yeah. The Fast and Furious movies are like relative. Yeah, they're not trying to like fuck with anybody really.
No, isn't they're so fantastical that.
I mean, they went to space in this one. Yeah. I don't know if I've spoiled it, but.
Somebody Chinese told me that the other day. I was just like, I don't think cars and stuff.
They intentionally jumped the shark with that movie, and it's great because.
Fonzie.
Like the first two or three scenes.
They jumped the shark the second one in.
Yeah.
What are they doing now? Right. They've been jumping sharks with sharks.
To be a fly on the wall in that pitch meeting?
They're going to ride the shark.
Front load that shark jump.
It's incredible. They're just like, they're throwing cars into other cars. That's another one, like the new Fast and Furious movie, where it's like the story's stupid, everything's dumb. You know, Bart is dead, life is hell.
Good Lord.
But you're at least seeing cars fly into other cars. That's what's great about those movies. Like, it's not just pure CG.
Yeah.
Like the parts where Vin Diesel hooked rope to a bridge and just flying
ramped
around,
off of a cliff and hooked onto a suspension drift.
Like, I don't know.
And his car swings like Tarzan to the next country, literally.
For real. I don't know if they're doing that for real. But them flying cars to each other, you're like, I don't see how they could do that.
Yeah, they wrecked some cars.
Which is great. That's all I want to see.
That is what I want to see too.
If it costs $170 million to make those movies, like, I think they spent most of it on the movie. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like, oh, not on the actor's salaries?
Actually, the whole... Exactly.
You got to buy two muscle cars to collide into each other.
That alone costs... Like, the worst is, like, you see, like, a $212 million movie, and it's like...
You're making like 10 films, it's like, all right, the actors, they don't even need money at this point. You're trying to build that storyline.
It's like a family reunion for them. Yeah. Like, they all go hang out in whatever country they send
Diesel's
them to.
Vin Diesel's very much about family.
Eat barbecue. Exactly.
Vacation movies.
It's all about family.
Yeah, it's true. They're vacation movies.
Yeah, but like Adam Sandler does that too. Like, he makes vacation movies. I don't knock him that much. Like, Grown Ups, like, everybody, you know, God bless them paying Norm whatever, you know, that's like a public good, but like, you know,
charity,
yeah, like, give your friends $5 million, go hang out on an island. It is the dream,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't necessarily,
let's all go on vacation and make money the whole time. Yeah,
but the main sin of those movies is that they're boring as shit and no one cares, you know. I mean,
the Netflix Sandler ones, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
David Spade, there's a bunch of those.
I like some of that. Whenever Adam Sandler is trying, he's pretty good.
Did he have anything to do with the, what was that, Jeweler one?
Yeah, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Great.
Yeah. It was
Uncut
a good
Gems
movie.
Uncut Gems was very good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. And it was tragic or whatever, too. Like, it wasn't
like
all
a drama
fucking, yeah, it wasn't shiny and polished like a Sandler. Was he in charge of that or just an actor?
I think, like...
Probably had something to do with it, I mean...
I think he just, like, showed up for work. You know? Like, he was
he put this goatee on, and he's like, all right, we're
that was by far the most serious thing I've ever seen him in. I can't think of
Bulletproof?
Yeah, we put the one Wayans brother and shit.
Bulletproof.
Oh, no, what's that?
It sounds like a good poll.
Punch Drunk Love or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's supposed to be like
Funny
Rain on Me? That's a 9/11 movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it?
It's raining down. I've heard of that one anyway.
Yeah.
What was it? He went like in a funny one where it was like.
Is it Rain on Me or Rain Over Me?
What's the who's
the matter?
Yeah, you're right. I'm being a diva.
It's pretty important.
I'm being a diva. You're right. Fuck me.
Shit, you dropped your pen.
I did drop the pen.
Fuck you.
That was Cargo.
There's nothing.
I just got a new one.
There's no shows tonight, are there?
Sundays? No.
I don't think so.
All right. Anyway, my bad. I think. I don't know. Should we wrap it, boys?
We go around the room and say, "Hey, this is Ian."
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying right now. Should we wrap it?
We never did the fuck.
I usually slide it in the middle because the people say, like, on Netflix and stuff, most folks make it to like 25 minutes, so you're supposed to drop like something there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I usually do it in the middle. But we were just talking about handicapped people, so
I know, it's getting real jazzed up.
Not too fun. Yeah.
Jizzed up.
Getting jizzed up.
Anyway.
Full of jizz. Chock full of jizz.
Right full.
Why don't you tell me who you are, Jared, and if you have anything for the plug.
Yeah, sure. I'm Jared Helfer. I got a Instagram where I just do pictures of trees and...
His Instagram's like good. That. It's like
delightful.
It's pretty fun. I think I
it's
like
calming.
It.
Exactly.
And then you should check out the new King Gizzard album. King Gizzard and
Australia.
The Wizard Lizard. Yeah.
The Lizard Wizard.
Yeah.
This is a movie? Oh, an album.
Their new album, Butterfly 3000, is great. That's it.
It's gonna be much easier for me to remember Butterfly 3000.
And then go to open mics if you want. I don't know. They're fun.
Yeah. You want to hear me mulling around for a little bit and shit? Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. They're not bad. That's really it.
That's a thing.
Sean Fulton, right up here. Yeah. Got a pod. Comedians vs. Humanity. We're trying to switch it up a little bit. Yeah.
Your buddy lives in L.A., is that?
He lives in L.A. He's been doing comedy for about 6 years now. He started.
And you guys have to do that. You guys do it through Zoom, right?
Zoom. Yeah. It's some bullshit, but...
It's not. You guys do great, for real.
Yeah, we're switching up. We're trying to do a little different stuff on there, but yeah, he's L.A., I'm Pittsburgh here. Check it out, have fun.
Comedians versus Humanity.
Yes, sir.
Available on all audio, is it video also?
It's no video, just audio.
Okay,
so,
us too.
Sit in your car and have
tell a friend, Reggie's.
Ian Doherty, Roast War champion.
Not true. Not true. Roast War winner.
Yeah.
No, I have a
What? That's true. Why wasn't there a real bracket? Was there a real bracket?
He doesn't ever do it like that.
Do they do it just like, okay, like one verse and
however
then the
you
winner,
think? It's not how he's doing it. Or how would you originally think the thing would go?
Right.
Not even like that.
Think of something logical, then throw that out.
Yeah, then get that shit out of here. Yeah.
War is makes sense, there's no logic in war.
No.
That's right. Well, roast war especially.
That's true. Right, there you go then.
Yeah, they throw you in a cage and just let you have at it.
That's what they do
with the you'd figure it would be like a
moonshine. Yeah.
You'd figure it'd be like a bracket of some
moonshine.
Yeah, you move on and yeah.
No, Johnny's always in the headline position and shit, but Johnny does great, so no.
But you won. Right, you won your match.
Like, yeah, I did well this time. I think I officially now have a winning record. I don't know. I have to check.
What is it?
This is maybe like 3-2 or something like that. Just barely. Because I know that I've lost to two women before. Well, they kept fucking... They kept having me go up against women and shit. And I was just like, you guys stop having me fight women and shit?
Yeah, it's not a great
you guys are turning me into the Andy Kaufman of Pittsburgh. It's just, just beat the hell out of women in a cage. Knock it off. But yeah, it's fun. Otherwise, I don't got too much going on. Shit, I'm going to try to get some shows going. To be announced, Ian Doherty on Facebook. I got an Instagram.
That's D-O-U-G-H-T-Y? Yeah.
That's correct. Not everybody gets it on the first try.
E-R-Y. Doggity.
Okay.
Ian double underscore Doherty on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Cotton.
Go smurf yourself. Smurf your
get own. Smurfed.
Get smurfed.
This show's going out to Craig, bro.
Smurf your own smurfs. Open up a bottle of Smurf.
It's all expletives.
With Welcome. Your lady and just Smurf.
So this lady's over here smurfing my Smurf. And she's a real Smurf, you know what I'm saying? So she's fucking just smurfing.
Yeah,
the
or smurf,
smurf
your own thing. Smurf if you can do it.
Smurf your
own.
So I smurfed all over a Smurf and
remove some of your ribs and smurf your own Smurf. And
Smurf it up.
Make a vacation movie in Aconda.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
please go see what he's up to. He's doing inspirational stuff.
Praise Aconda.
All right, boys. Thank you all for coming.
Hell yeah.
Praise Say bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
And that was it. 9:25 in the bag. Wonderful episode. We yammered on for quite a while. Probably hour 30. I don't know. But just shows you how easy it was with those cats, right? Now, as you know, we always have a featured artist, and in the episode it was suggested that I go to some band that just did an album called Butterfly 3000. I'm not sure what the band was. Never heard of them. I'm supposed to check them out. That being said, can't do it. Not this week, guys. You know why? Just got the bad news. I'm sure you guys have heard by now, but we lost Norm MacDonald. That's right. Norm is gone. Okay? I don't know what cancer he died of. He kept it to himself. And I haven't really read much of it. But the point being is, today's featured artist is Norm MacDonald. Now, the headlines that I read said that
It was a 9-year struggle. So I don't know what the timeline is here, because technically this album that we're going to listen to here was published in 2011. So it is 2021. That's technically 10 years. But if you listen to these segments, it makes you wonder, did Norm just find out he had cancer? Was he dealing with it through his stand-up? I don't know. But look him up if you haven't already, even if you had, actually. That's Norm, spelled MacDonald. The album, Me Doing Stand-Up, 2011.
The greatest San Francisco, greatest city, and the amazing Fillmore, and the unbelievable. It's good to be alive, you know what I mean, isn't it? That's what I say. That's what I like. That, I find that to be the goodest thing there is, to be alive. And the reason it's so good is because it's so bad to be dead. It's not like life's so fucking great, but compared to being smothered in earth. So I just, every day I'm happy. Now, that's my goal in life, is not to die. Everybody need a goal. And so that's my New Year's resolution every year. I go, I'm not going to die. I think actually scientists should kind of look into that whole death thing, because they seem to focus on diseases. And you know, I don't give a fuck about them, because, you know, the guy go, hey, you got, we fixed your arthritis. And they go, I'm still going to die? They go, yeah. So that, I think, is the biggest problem. That's why I can't get behind politicians, you know, because they're always like, our biggest problem today is unemployment. And I'm like, what about getting old and sick and dying? And they usher me out the back way, you know, but seriously, if there was a politician ever that said, by my second term, there will be no death, I go, I'm voting for that fucker. I'd just give that guy all my money. And I'd sit on a chair. Sometimes I actually think I won't die. You ever think that? You go, fuck it, I'm not dying. But in your mind, when, you know, you analyze, you realize, you know, like I'm, you know, my dad died and my grandfather died and my great-grandfather died, you know, and the guy before him, I don't know, probably died. I think he died. Because otherwise he'd be on Extra. No. I come from a long line of death. That's my point. That's my point. And so I fear it, you know. I fear it a lot. And I think most of us do, you know. But it's funny, like, how, like what we fear, how we're going to die, it's always the ways we don't die. You know what I mean? Like we go, God damn, I hope a polar bear doesn't eat me. Or some crazy shit, you know? Or I hope an airplane, you know? I got an airplane today. You know, every time you get on an airplane, you go, I hope I don't die. But you never die in an airplane. Ridiculous. Or you go, I hope a terrorist does not attack and kill me. I hope that doesn't happen. You know, you're always afraid of that. But you think about it, what's the odds that a terrorist will attack and kill you? You know, almost zero, you know? But what are the odds that you will be attacked and killed by your own heart? That's good. It's about 100%, you know, I think. Heart's not good. People think it is, but it isn't. People like hearts. They go, here's a Valentine's heart. You go, oh, yeah. You go, that guy's got a big heart. I go, you better fucking watch it, Dan, because I'm going to attack and kill him. I don't know if he knows that. But that's what got my dad. His heart attacked and killed him. And he was lying on his bed, and boom, dead on the floor. You know, they said it was instantly. And my dad, he wasn't expecting it. He was looking for fucking Arabs and shit. And his heart attacked and killed him. And he was dead, like, instantaneously. And sad. We were all sad. When something like that happens, people will just try to make you feel better. They'll say anything, you know. One guy said to me, "Don't worry, Norm. He died in his sleep. He didn't feel a thing." And I was like, "Really? When his heart attacked and killed him, he didn't..." I wake up like if my cat walks across my belly. You know that? I don't know if my dad was that sound asleep. One guy said he's in a better place. I said he's on the floor. Dead. Earlier he was alive on the bed. With that Tempur-Pedic pillow I bought him for Christmas. I'm no physician, but I think that's the better place over there. on the bed. Your only chance if you have a heart attack is if they get there early enough. They have these things called defibrillators, and what they do is they attack your heart. Because that's all the heart understands is violence, you know? And so they get there early, they go, ah, and then your heart's like, ah, wah, ha, ha. I wasn't gonna kill him. that's funny that you thought that. I was just worried he was eating too much eggs and shit. You actually get defibrillators. I urge you to get them, you know, because you can get them. I ordered them, you get them, and then you can teach your loved ones how to use them on you, and they even show how you can use them on yourself. And so I sent away for them, and I'm getting them. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. As soon as I get the box, I am going to preemptively attack my heart. And before it does anything, I'll just be like, ah, my heart's like, well, I didn't do anything. You go, fucking right, Sonny, you're not going to. On account I'm carrying around these fuckers with me wherever I go. So I think I'll go on a roller coaster now and eat an egg. But that's all that'll get you, a heart attack or a cancer. That's the other thing, you know. My Uncle Bert, he's my great uncle, but we call him Uncle Bert. He got bowel cancer now. He's dying of it, you know. And, or like some people like to say, now they, see, in the old days, a man could just get sick and die, you know. Now they have to wage a battle. So my Uncle Bert is waging a courageous battle, which I've seen because I go and visit him, and this is the battle. He's lying in a hospital bed with a thing in his arm watching Matlock on the TV. Instead of that battle, I got him the box set of Matlock. And... But it's not his fault. What the fuck's he supposed to do? Oh, I got you. It's just a black thing in his bowel. And the reason I don't like it is because in the old days, they go, hey, that old man died. Now they go, hey, he lost his battle. That's no way to end your life, you know. What a loser that guy was. Last thing he did was lose. He was waging a brave battle, but at the end, I guess he got kind of cowardly was what happened. And then the bowel cancer, it got brave. You got to give it to the bowel cancer. You know, they were in a battle. And then, what the fuck? And I'm pretty sure, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure if the cancer dies, I mean, if you die, the cancer also dies at exactly the same time. So that, to me, is not a loss, that's a draw. That's a, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking the cancer's going to jump up and go, ah, I'm fucking Uncle Bert's wife. Where is he? I won fair and square. This where he works? Hi, name's Cancer. How are you? Where do I... You just show me to my cubicle. Bowel. First name is Bowel.
R.I.P. Norm. Fucking legend, right?